spike to work day tomorrow, so we wanted to get you all set for that. Eris Weaver is here. She is the outreach coordinator for the Sonoma County Bicycle Coalition. Hi, Eris.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks for being here. I thought you maybe would be out polishing up that two-wheeler of yours.
Well, that's part of it. One of the ironies of Bike to Work Day and being the organizer of that, we have 20 different locations. One event, 20 locations tomorrow. And so the fact that I'm schlepping boxes of equipment from place to place has meant that I probably am riding my bike the least of this week.
Yes, but you'll make up for that, I'm sure, in the coming days. So how many people, you know, in general, how many people take part in Sonoma County and Bike to Work Day?
Well, last year we counted 1,200 riders who stopped at our Energizer station.
Very good.
Throughout the county. I am really hoping for a lot more this year because I've been on the radio and we've done a lot more promotion and got a lot more employers involved this year that hadn't been involved before.
I would think that the employer involvement would really, you know, sort of put the thing over the edge when you're getting encouragement from your business to bike to work.
Definitely. There's a lot of things that employers can do to make it easier for their employees to take alternative transportation. And actually, this year we're debuting an award for the most bike-friendly employer of the year. So we're encouraging people to nominate.
Any initial signs of who that might be?
I'm keeping that under wraps
for a little bit. All right. We'll get that from you after tomorrow's festivities. And it is an increasingly large venture, biking to work. And in Sonoma County, cycling is becoming a bigger and bigger part of our environment and the draw of Sonoma County to cyclists everywhere.
Oh, definitely. We're quite a tourist draw for the recreational cycler. We've got gorgeous roads.
Yeah, it's beautiful around here.
But Bike to Work Day is about encouraging folks to try getting on their bike to get somewhere practical, to get to work, to get to school, to get to the store.
As a commuter possibility, right?
Exactly. I'm sure a lot of the listeners right now are sitting in traffic. Actually, I had this thought the other day. When I'm in my car, I'm not in the traffic. I am the traffic.
You are the traffic.
We are the traffic. Yes. Now imagine that just half of the people on the road decided to take alternative transportation one day a week. Ride your bike, take the train, whatever. Spread that out. That would be a 10% decrease in traffic. So look around you on the freeway right now
and imagine
a tenth of those cars gone.
Yeah, that would be very significant for Sonoma County. Well, talk to us, Eris, about tomorrow and talk about the Energizer stations.
Yeah, so tomorrow morning between 6 and 9 during that prime commute time, we'll have 20 Energizer stations set up throughout the county. It's like having cheerleaders out on the road to encourage you along the way.
Plus some hydration, right?
Exactly. They'll have water and coffee and snacks, and we have some bike messenger bags full of swag from our different sponsors that they'll be handing out. A lot of little freebies and stuff like that.
That's always good.
That's good. Yeah. So we have 10 stations here in Santa Rosa, six in Petaluma, and one each in Cotati, Windsor, Healdsburg, and Sebastopol. If you go to our website at bikesonoma.org, you'll find a map showing all of those locations so you can figure out which one's closest to you.
Are there any locations where commuters ought to be aware of those stations in that it might affect that kind of traffic tomorrow?
I'm not sure I'm following the question.
I mean, I don't know where those exact 20 bike station Energizer stations are located, but I'm just wondering if they're in, you know, is vehicle traffic going to have to be concerned about those locations?
Oh, no. We've located them all in such a way that they're not going to impede anybody's traffic, whether you're in a bike, or in a car, or on foot.
Perfect.
But we've tried to put them in locations that are logical passageways for people riding to work.
Yeah.
So there's two on the Joe Rodota Trail. We've got one at the Prince Greenway Trail, one over on College
Makes
Avenue.
Sense.
One up on Mendocino Avenue near Kaiser, for example. So we've tried to locate them. They'll be in places that'll be safe. They'll be visible when you're coming down the road. There's also, that wasn't enough celebration for you in the morning, or if you're not somehow able to make it to one of those stations, we are having an after party from 5 to 7.
For all the people who biked to work.
Exactly, at Two Tread Brewing downtown at the mall.
Very nice.
And bring your swag bag that you got, and you'll get happy hour pricing, and enter into a raffle.
Very nice. All good, encouraging signs of using that particular mode of transportation. And maybe even doing it as a regular matter of course. And Aris, thanks for being here today. Give us that website again for more information.
BikeSonoma.org.
BikeSonoma.org. All right, we'll see you out there. And everybody be extra mindful that there will be more cyclists on the road tomorrow morning. So good luck with this. I'm looking forward to seeing the outcome.
Thanks, Pat.
That is Aris Weaver, the coordinator, outreach coordinator for the Sonoma County Bike Coalition.